This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes. VOA's Steve Herman tells us Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack planes.
Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Smith made it clear Trump's status as a former president and a current candidate for the presidency does not give him any special privilege.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
This is the first time in American history a former president is facing federal criminal charges. If convicted on any of the Espionage Act charges, Trump, who is 76, could face the remainder of his life in prison. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
During a news conference, special counsel Jack Smith, whose office is prosecuting the case, said the men and women of the U.S. intelligence community and armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting the nation and its people.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. This is VOA News. The White House announced Friday that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow, as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. All of this according to a U.S. intelligence finding. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said U.S. intelligence officials believe a plant in Russia's Alabuga Special Economic Zone could be operational early next year. The suspect in a knife attack in which four toddlers and two adults were wounded in the southeastern French town of Annecy on Thursday has been placed in detention, the local prosecutor said on Saturday. The Syrian refugee is under formal investigation for attempted murder and resisting arrest with a weapon. The prosecutor said blood tests for narcotics and alcohol were carried out and that they turned out to be negative. The prosecutor said the injured are no longer in a life-threatening condition. The United Nations says attackers killed one UN peacekeeper and seriously injured eight others in Mali's northern Timbuktu region, an area where extremists continue to operate. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The peacekeepers were part of a security patrol that was targeted Friday, first by an improvised explosive device and then by direct fire 7 kilometers from the town of Bir. That's according to UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric. He said the United Nations joins the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali and strongly condemning the attack. Mali has been ruled by a military junta since a 2020 coup against an elected president. It has faced destabilizing attacks by armed extremists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group since 2013. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A thick haze covers cities in the northeastern U.S., smoke from wildfires in Canada. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti explains what's different and describes the strange look of the New York skyline.
Stefan Stallworth is working all day in the New York City haze.
Just put a mask on and keep moving. That's what I gotta do.
The air makes you want to blink to focus or to wipe your glasses for a clearer view. It smells like a crackling campfire.
To me, it smells like toasted marshmallows, like when you burn them.
The polluted air from wildfires in Canada is wafting south into the United States, stinging eyes, bringing headaches, coughs, and other health hazards.
My eyes are killing me, and I've been choking for the last hour.
By the week's end, New York City's air ranked as the worst in the world.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.